USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are busy making their impeachment case against President Trump. One focus is the phone call conversation the president had with his Ukrainian counterpart, urging him to investigate Joe Biden. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
They've been investigating President Trump for over 2 years and the entire way making baseless allegations. Speaker Pelosi, the day before the transcript came out, was saying that there was going to show that the president broke the law. And then they didn't have any quid pro quo, all of the things that they were saying.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS, Pelosi says it's clear the president was putting the squeeze on the Ukrainian president.
He withdrew a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign? In other words, there's a sequencing there.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has climbed 10 cents over the past 2 weeks. It's now up to 273. She says an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure didn't turn out to be a very big deal after all.
This price jump of less than a dime is even less extreme when we consider that some of those pennies were not from Saudi oil. We have several glitches in the U.S. refining system, especially in the West Coast, and some of that 10 cents came from that.
She says she expects that prices will start falling now. Pope Francis has celebrated Mass on the Catholic Church's World Day of Migrants and Refugees.
Questo mondo ogni giorno più elitista, elitista.
Speaking at the Vatican, the Pope urged nations not to be indifferent to the difficulties migrants and refugees face. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The trial of a former Dallas police officer who shot and killed her unarmed black neighbor will continue this week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
31-year-old Amber Geiger, who's white, is on trial for murder after fatally shooting 26-year-old Botham Jean, an accountant who was alone in his apartment when she came through his front door. On Friday, Geiger testified she mistook Jean's fourth-floor apartment for her own, which is one floor below. She said she parked on the wrong level of the apartment complex, walked into the unlocked door thinking it was her own. She says she then killed Jean in self-defense, mistakenly thinking he was a burglar in her apartment. Geiger telling the jury she hates herself every day because of what happened. The jury will consider whether Geiger is guilty of murder, a lesser crime such as manslaughter, or criminally negligent homicide, or if she's not guilty at all. Testimony will resume on Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Virginia doctor who prescribed about 500,000 doses of addictive opioids in the past 2 years is facing up to life in prison. Authorities say Dr. Joel Smithers contributed to the opioid abuse epidemic in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. Many of his patients drove hundreds of miles to see him. He was convicted this year on more than 800 counts of illegally prescribing drugs. When he's sentenced on Wednesday, the best he can hope for is a mandatory minimum of 20 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.